JIS Radio presents The Year in Review 2017. Some of the major highlights of a year of strong performance, building prosperity through partnership.
During the 2017 calendar year, the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries implemented several programs and initiatives to foster growth in various sectors. Several farmers who suffered major losses following flood rains in May, October and November received assistance from the government to get their production back on track. Over 10,000 farmers affected by the heavy rains in May benefited from a $118 million allocation. And more than $17 million was set aside to assist farmers severely affected by the beet army worm, especially in sections of Manchester and St. Elizabeth. The allocation was used to provide input material, spray equipment and personal protective gear, and pheromone traps to monitor the pest and to assist with training, spraying and soil preparation. The beet armyworm affected approximately 300 farmers and destroyed 100 hectares of crops, primarily escallion, resulting in loss of some $100 million. As part of the ministry's thrust to expand exports, the Plant Quarantine Division finalized negotiations with the Cayman Islands to facilitate the export of Irish potato and other agricultural items to the Caribbean territory. Local production of the tuber increased to 18,231 tons in the first 9 months of 2017, satisfying 90% of demand. In the meantime, the Banana Board increased exports in 2017 by adding Trinidad and Tobago to its list of export countries. The fruit is mainly shipped to the Cayman Islands, Canada, and occasionally to the United Kingdom.
We are starting with one container each week. We have a contract for 6 months, but really, the importer wants three containers on a weekly basis.
General Manager of the Banana Board, Janet Coney. The first container left Jamaica on December 25, destined for the Twin Island Republic. Despite challenges in the sugar industry, the ministry was able to provide support and maintain the livelihood of thousands of farmers, families, and communities in sugar-dependent areas. The support provided to the Monymusk Sugar Factory in Clarendon resulted in the production of some 11,500 tons of sugar and the preservation of 800 jobs. The government also secured an agreement with operators of the factory Pan-Caribbean to keep it open for the 2017-2018 crop season. And Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Kasamuda announced revised standards for the sale of brown and granulated sugar in the retail trade with effect from July 1, 2017.
This means all prepackaged sugar available to the retail trade must now be appropriately labeled, so that if an inspector goes into a supermarket and sees sugar that is not labeled, they'll be liable for a fine and confiscation of the product.
Under the industry and commerce portfolios, several initiatives were rolled out to foster economic growth. History was created on October 18 with the issuing of the first two licenses by the Cannabis Licensing Authority of Jamaica, CLA, for the entities to legally operate in the cannabis industry.
We remain committed to getting it right and to ensure that Jamaica's stake in the global medicinal cannabis industry is never compromised and remains sustainable.
CLA Chairman Hyacinth Lightburn. Everything Oily Labs was presented with a processing license, while Epican received a license for cultivation. The Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, was also rebranded and its regulatory responsibilities removed and assigned to the National Compliance Regulatory Agency. The rebranded BSJ will focus primarily on the setting of standards and helping to create a competitive business environment, facilitating trade and the development of industries. To provide the institutional capacity required for sustainable growth, heads of government, industry ministers, and small business operators from across the region participated in the three-day inaugural Caribbean MSME Conference in Montego Bay in July. And the company's Office of Jamaica COJ was ranked number 2 in the Global Competitiveness Report for opening a business, moving up 5 places from 2016. The COJ was also ranked number 5 in the world for starting a business. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, fostering improved production, exports, investments, a healthy business climate, and the culture of entrepreneurship to achieve economic growth and job creation.
The
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.